Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 106.
Hello, listeners.
With Paul and Barry. Barry is not off sick today, so that's
no.
Thought about calling in this morning sick, but I didn't. No, I'm only joking.
What?
Okay. It'll become obvious later why that's relevant. Mm-hmm. The TriWiz 2018 part 2.
Yes, so the aftermath. Me and Barry talking about what went down in Saffron Walden.
What, in the bonkers town of Walden?
Yes, indeed. Okay. So, we're recording
this.
We're
talking about Brexit. No, yeah. We're not talking about Brexit,
really. We're recording this on the day it's going to get released. So, it is the 16th
of... Brexit?
No, like 16th. So, it's a little while after the event. You know,
I did tell you to make some notes.
Yes, and I have made some notes. So, we will talk about such a thing. But we did have recently in the news... it's hilarious, isn't it, basically?
Who?
Well, this Brexit, like, deal. And then immediately, the Brexit secretary... quits, and it's like, so that's two Brexits. I mean,
yeah,
if you had one quit, oh, that's okay, but two quit,
okay.
No, but like two quit,
yeah.
That's ridiculous. Like, well, yeah, who's gonna get it now?
Nobody wants it, do they? Like, who wants this shit covered spoon? No, not me. Trying to explain Brexit to kids is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because how do you understand? They're just bored shit.
But no one understands it.
Yeah, it's just like, we're going out for dinner.
Yeah.
And we've decided, let's have a little vote on where we're going to go. Some people wanted pizza, some people wanted curry.
Yeah.
And then we get in the cab and we get told we're going to a restaurant.
Yeah.
That's going to do pizza and curry somehow. It's like a miracle fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
And then we get there and there's neither pizza nor curry. just piss on chips or something. It's like, and you're told now it's piss on chips or nothing.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want any of this shit. This is all fucking rubbish. Let's go back in time, man.
Oh, that's
what's going to happen.
I don't know what is going to happen.
You've got Maybot going on like the night out of Monty Python with no arms and legs. Just fighting on. All she's got is resilience.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like, minded.
Yeah, she does keep going. That is to her credit, isn't it?
Is it a credit?
Well.
It's like...
Like,
she's drowning and she just won't acknowledge it.
It's like,
everything's fine.
Did you see, like, in Prime Minister's Question Time, she was up for an hour just getting slated. Like, she was on her feet for 3 hours. She basically delivered her thing, took a while, and then for an hour people were just getting going, this is shit.
Nobody wants this shit.
Well, they didn't say that words, but another MP did call another MP, like, twat. Yeah, really? It was like,
this is shit. Nobody wants this shit.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I'm sure our European listeners, if there are any, are laughing their balls off.
Yeah, exactly. All the way to the bank.
This fucking mess we made.
Oh, my God.
And
the fact that we won't get ourselves out of it either. It's just. It's already caught. Well, it has already spent. Billions, hasn't it? You know, like, yeah, it's a problem.
It's not finished yet.
No, exactly.
We're nowhere near.
Nowhere near.
Years of this shit to go.
Years of it.
Right, anyway, so good. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a bit. Paul's been obviously often about doing his Tri-Wizardry.
Yes, indeed.
And
well,
have you done anything
else? You need to explain, Barry.
Well, I'll listen when we get to Tri-Wizardry. Mm-hmm. Anything else going on in Paul's land?
In Paul's land.
Apart from painting fucking blue, as always.
You
leave the painting blue off.
I assume
you've been painting blue.
Did I mention that in Rings games last time? There's been a lot of War Master in my recent history, and a lot of organised War Master as well, so that's all good.
For Bonacon?
Yes, so...
The GT?
Yeah. I mean, well, when we come to events, we have a big download of events...
You've got a big download of events.
Yeah, there's tons, mate. Mm-hmm.
Do you play the Rings against Rids?
Yes. I played Rings against Rids Gundabad with the payload.
Gundabad. How did you deal with the payload? You didn't?
I didn't, actually. I just...
pretty much.
But luckily, once Boromir had cut down that big troll...
That's amazing.
He did need help, really, from the Knight of Minas Tirith. Yeah, the White Knight. So that when they together, they cut that down. Then,
that's impressive.
Yeah, but you still, you can. I've got
the fight value.
No, but I can make my fight value higher
than
his. Than his using might. Yeah.
What was heroic
strike or something?
Oh, add your might.
And it's like when he's got his banner as well, he's fight eight at least.
Oh, that's
like,
really good.
It was like, well, I'm fight eight. I've got more dice than you. I'm going to win this. Yeah, like, but it's wounding the troll afterwards. So you.
Well, I found beating the troll in the fight.
But you're shit. Yeah, like, but then you need the white knight because he can do double damage.
With his sword.
He's like a generic. He's like a character I've picked up now. He's not named, but he's a white. Like, there's an order of white knights of Gondor. Like,
right.
Yeah, weapon masters basically, and they're packing these double-handed swords. But when they roll, basically what I found with Gondor is you have universal defense 6, defense 7 when you're in shield wall.
Yeah, that's like dwarf.
And it's like, this is good. You know, like, but then the problem is that you can't damage anything.
Like dwarf.
You're strength 3 across the board.
Maybe.
You know, like, and with a few smatterings of 4. Like from the White Knight, like this character, is the only one that seems to do double damage. So, and it's like, well, I can defend myself, I can tank, but I can't give it back. You know?
Well, tanking's good, because you're only fighting orcs.
And that's what did happen. Like, because I kept my army just kept tanking together, like, there was a lot more of it left from the good, even though the attrition went my way, because I was just holding. And it is, you know, like, and I mean, people have said, like, because it was cool, we had two games of rings going on at once at the club, and it's like, shooting is underpowered. Well, it has to be underpowered.
Exactly underpowered.
Yeah, yeah, but it has to be.
Yeah.
You know, like...
otherwise, elves would ruin everything.
Oh, God, imagine that.
They aren't really good anyway.
Yeah,
but
yeah, they miss.
Because they have 50% bow limit, and they do hit. But the problem, I played Isengard against them, and I had less armour.
Yeah.
And my fight was slightly better, but not obviously not better than the trolls. And I had nothing apart from my troll to take out his troll.
Yeah.
And in typical fashion, what you do as a war gamer is you see the piece that can damage your winning piece and take that out first.
Yeah.
So my troll went down first, and I had literally nothing that could hit the troll or the stupid white orc.
Yeah.
And they just walked around the whole game just eating stuff.
Murder, death, killing you. I eventually nerfed Azog a bit by draining his might out of him. Like, as in,
well, you can't call any money.
No, so I didn't even try.
And he's got 6.
So it took a while, but once he had run out of might, I could isolate him. But I didn't kill the guy, because that's not what my Gondor stuff does. But I can't kill him. Yeah.
Anyway, good. So that was nice. I played Ollie on the same night and got road-killed. Road-killed, really badly. Played badly, list was built badly.
Yeah.
And he had even more horses this time, he just rode me down.
Yeah, just rode down, yeah.
I'm invested in some wargs, because at least he needs something to go out and try and kind of keep him away from me.
Yeah, because if you can't counter his move, he's just waiting to charge you, isn't he, when it works?
Yeah, the way the game works is even if you get into range, your charge range, and win priority, then he can call...
Yeah, he can kind of come in and charge.
Heroic, charge me first. Shit! So I need some wards or something to try and hit him first and keep him away. Mm-hmm. Even if my wards die, as long as they take down some of his horses.
Exactly.
His list was way better than mine. Mm-hmm. And he played the scenario, which always helps.
Yeah.
I find you won on scenario.
Mm?
You won on scenario.
Well, I had broken the Gundabad force, but was the scenario one played? I don't know if it was a great one because
it's
still down to a fight. It didn't really matter about the relic that you got to find.
Well, it does matter.
No, but as in it's even when you have the thing, it's just about it just shows you where the fight.
No, even you're missing the point. The relic was worth so much that you could lose the game and win on scenario.
Yeah. I mean, I like the rings. I mean, obviously, I haven't played much of it, but I did see this interesting thing. Like, GWE put on their social media online, like their guy who is a big champion of their game system for their company. And wins tournaments. I'm surprised he's even allowed to play in independent ones. But he goes off and wins these things.
Right.
And he was talking, like, this download on Warhammer Community. And he was talking, like, all his games. And all his games were, like, 10-0, 10-1. Like, massive score differentiations. And he said they were close games. Well, then they're bad scenarios, aren't they? If it was a close game, the points of the scenario should be fairly close. Like... because they just look...
Right, so that's not...
It's like in a football game, when one team wins 3-0, and they're saying, oh, but it was a close game.
But
they won 3-0.
But it wasn't a close game,
yeah.
Because because one person had a goalkeeper and the other one didn't, obviously.
Well, exactly. But I'm just saying, and it looked, and I was just surprised at Djibril. Like,
he's just being polite.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So, yeah, the scenario basically was
heirlooms of the past.
There were six
spots,
loot crates, and you open the loot crate one a turn, and when you find the
And you get six,
then you can jog on
until the last one. Yeah.
Now the problem was for me that he got the loot crate and went and hid in the corner. Yeah. I had to get through his whole army to get to the loot crate.
Yeah, so it's still about a fight.
And I was already men down.
Yeah.
And even if I broke him getting to the loot crate, he still had the fucking loot crate.
Yeah.
And the loot crate was worth six.
Yeah.
And breaking him was worth three.
Yeah. So where was your wild riders to go get him down?
I didn't have any fucking.
Well, you should build a better, shouldn't you?
Exactly. And he's all on horses, so it's not like I can chase him down.
No, you're never going to chase him down.
So I go,
All he needs is one guy holding the loot crate,
running
around, just going up and down his back line.
And he can use might to heroic march, but not everybody can do that. And it's a really bad use of might.
Yeah.
And he still only moves slower than the horse.
Yeah. So you don't catch him up, do you?
But I think he had to get off the horse to get the point. So he couldn't be on the horse. But anyway, it was a really weird scenario that you could, in true Sherwin fashion, you could break the opponent, kill his leader, destroy all his banners,
lose nothing,
and still lose again. Because they had the cargo.
That's right.
Because I think all he said was it was out of 11. The scenarios were out of 11.
10 or 11, yeah, something like that.
So it was like 10-1, like you said, or 11-0, or whatever. Yeah. And the loot crate was worth 6.
Yeah, it's a massive swing.
So it's like, forget the game.
It's a bit, basically, if you ever analyse the rules of Quidditch, you know, like the Harry Potter
game.
Yeah, so it's stupid. Like,
just get the golden snitch.
Yeah, because the golden snitch is worth so much more than anything else.
The rest of the game is irrelevant.
Basically, all Quidditch is a guy, a seeker, trying to find the golden snitch. And if he finds it, great. If he doesn't, and neither of them find it, it goes to like the bludgeon, like
the grunts,
the grunts who just hit each other until one wins. You know, like, and it's a terribly designed game. Quidditch.
It just goes to show you. Well, and there's something I will probably touch on with the tribe, if I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
How important scenarios are generally, not just to tournament play, but in all play.
Yeah,
they don't have to be like. They don't have to be the most kind of complicated.
No.
But there has to be some reason to get you involved that's not just kill the other person.
Yeah, or the game system can have basically one scenario that is quite good.
Like epic.
You know, like, and it doesn't have multiple scenarios. It just has the scenario, which involves multiple parts.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Right, good. So, obviously, magic, blah, blah, blah. I've been selling some of my magic stuff finally.
Really?
Yeah. Back time. I've been hoarding for a while. I've been selling a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I need to downsize because we're finally, the house is very nearly finished, so it's snagging time. I need to start clearing the lot.
Snagging
where you're just doing like, oh, this needs.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
But there's nowhere in the house for the shit in the garage to come back to.
Oh, right, okay.
Because what was the loft is now bedrooms.
Ah, I see.
So
problems.
Like, fuck. The garage is not watertight, even though I'm working in there.
Yeah.
So, and in order to get the garage fixed, it's going to have to be emptied.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to find above it. So it's like, I'm just going to sell stuff. So even I started selling stuff. And there's more stuff to be sold. So, good. Right, what's our... Oh, Warmaster World is our next section.
Yeah.
Which is our roundup of the last fortnight. What's been going on in Warmaster World?
Which is a lot. Compared to, like, the Specialist Games Forum, which not much is said.
Oh, gotta be I need to be honest. I don't do forums anymore.
Yeah.
It's weird. My life is too full.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't go to the Bunker Forum, I don't even know if it exists.
No, it doesn't exist anymore.
I don't go to the Rules Committee Forum anymore now. I don't know if that exists. I mean, it definitely exists because I'm a fucking admin.
Yeah.
I don't go to Specialist Arms Forum. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
Do you go to forums?
The club doesn't have one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The rules committee, that was the point of it, was that it moved online to Facebook.
And to the arms forum.
Yeah.
And especially the arms forum?
Not really, not much. Yeah. Because, in a way, it's like, I mean, like Facebook, like, as you see, like we pointed out, look how much discussion what we're about to talk about has gathered on Facebook.
What's a lot?
Yeah, I mean, it's more than a lot, it's massive. You know, so I'm afraid.
That is probably the biggest issue. It's not that people aren't talking on the forum. I just never find the time to get there.
Yeah.
Because I'm a member of multiple groups on Facebook and I've got my own pages to manage on there and stuff. And you just never find the time to then go and log into some forum.
Yeah. And the way... But I mean, that's how, say, Facebook dominates, isn't it? It's because the vast majority of people are on there
all the time.
And you get notified when something of interest to you happens to you, don't you? So it's like, so like someone replies to your comment or mentions you by name, you get a little
It's just weird because as Blackgate, I need to get back on there and kind of do an update. But it's been so long since I've even been on the fucking forum. I don't know. Maybe
it's too late, Barry. Stop being negative.
Maybe forums are dead. Mm-hmm. Do you think forums are dead?
I just think they mitigate naturally to like a Facebook.
The only problem is that Facebook isn't searchable.
No, it isn't. Like, and that's his problems.
It's a big problem.
But it's like, but the only way, that's why I did, like when it came to events, I asked on the Facebook group if they, our events list, which is now, can be added to the announcements, which are basically pinned posts. So that's how you do it. It's just changing.
But you can't, if you say, somebody said something 3 months ago.
Well, I'm afraid it doesn't, no, Facebook doesn't do that.
It's not nowhere to find it.
Yeah, it's nowhere to find it. Yeah. But, yeah, there you go.
Right. Like this Raise Dead question that we're going to talk about. If you wait 6 months' time, say, there was a big discussion about Raise Dead, you'll never find it.
Unless it gets moved to, like,
pin posts.
Yeah.
You'll never find it.
Yeah.
Right, so let me talk about... Alish has done a couple of erratas.
Yep.
I don't think he's updated the book yet, but just so you're aware.
Yep.
And obviously in future versions of Warmaster Armies, he will have changed these to what they are now. So, or you could do the GW of print these out on a bit of paper and then cut them out and glue them in.
Classic. Classic.
With a dotted line around them. the first one is Araby Elephant Mount adds plus two attacks. I thought it was all we did.
Yeah. Must have been a grammatical error.
I think the problem was the cost of it, not.
Yeah, no, it's like they're pointed to have two attacks, aren't they? Yep.
Albion Downpour spell, 4 plus to cast.
From 5 plus?
Yes, I don't even know what that one does. I've never.
No, it's the same as a chaos spell, -1 command within 30 centimeters.
Good spell.
Basically, it's just realigning it. Yeah, it's like it's the same spell, but it costs more for Albion.
Okay. Yeah. Flame cannon, 30 centimeter range.
And I thought
was.
Yeah, I think the Albion one is a correction.
Right.
The others are just grammatical.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Just to bring them in line with universal.
Right, we had a big ass discussion on Facebook.
Somebody might say the issue was raised.
The good old pun. Never have too many puns. So now I've got to dig it out of
Warmaster Grid.
Warmaster GW. It's in brackets, Warmaster GW is the name of the group.
This is where you go, guys, like for everything. I'm sure you already know.
It was Martin, was it Martin? Fucking hell. This is the problem. This is my problem with fucking...
Or should we pause this while we find it?
I'll add it anyway. Martin Nielsen, there you go.
All right. How many comments?
Fucking millions, 32 or something.
No, it's more than that. It's the ridiculous
one. 32. I don't know if that includes the comments and stuff. Oh, Jesus, that's quite long. Paul will have to read this. We'll have to shorten it afterwards. Let me move the thing. There's too many words for me.
Okay, so... Right, where's your papers? Okay, so this is somewhat of a rant against one of the worst gameplay elements of Warmaster, according to me. Raise Dead and how it is ripe for exploits. A good gameplay element is one where you can counter the enemy, where you feel that they have a say in how you are beaten. A bad gameplay element is where you feel that what is happening to you is completely out of your control. An example of good element is how your opponent rolls to hit your men, but you get a say. You feel that you have some of it when your men dies, and thus you are okay with taking some casualties. A bad gameplay element is Raise Dead. Your opponent's having so much freedom in how to deploy it, there's very little you can do to even influence the outcome of the fight. And then he goes into some statistics, essentially, about it, and that's the problem. The risks of the undead player is minimal. If he completely fails, he might lose a few skeletons, but he's still completely he still has a completely free unit of skeletons, causing trouble in his enemy lines. And again, it's more maths saying that it's very strong in what it does. So, final opinion, Raise Dead is a bad gameplay element because the victim of it can do very little to counter it, and is only made worse because the manoeuvre is very low risk for the undead player, while at the same time having a very high reward. So one or two successful casts can win an entire game. Well, I'd say more four.
Three. I'd say three. Yeah. Three's always been my typical
There are a few ways I'd like to nerf the spell. Force the Raise unit to maximise contact with the enemy, like every other time you move into contact.
I don't think that helps particularly, because...
Hang on.
What?
Wait.
I do
wait.
That anyway. Go
wait.
On. Go on. What?
This is the main point. It would take away some of the freedom from the undead player and open up the defending player to deploy his units in such a way that he could increase the amount of attacks he gets to roll. all make it so that a Razian skeletons need to be in contact with a unit already engaged in combat. Thus, you need to instant kill. You'd need two successful casts. First one to place a unit in the flank and the second one in the rear.
You're not allowed to.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, so that would increase the risk of the undead player to match the rewards. They're run over onto your regular scheduled program. And it results in a lot of comments. I just said orcs are the OP. They think I'm dead.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So, okay.
You're laughing.
Now, so what, ultimately, Barry, what's the resolution of the... You know, there's a lot of back and forth. But,
Well, I mean, Alice agrees that it gets stronger.
Yeah.
Nick Wakely, who was a champion.
Yeah.
Before this trophy existed, yeah. I believe.
I'm sure.
He definitely won one.
Yeah, yeah, he did win one, yeah.
Playing undead.
Yeah.
I mean, his classic tactic is to send a unit of cavalry in.
Yeah.
And then raise them.
Yeah, I mean, that is the tactic.
That's what you don't want to put chariots in.
No.
You don't want to put goods
no,
in.
No, no, no.
You want to put some shit in. Yeah. Hit them in the front, raise them in the back. You can even stick your character in if you want. Yeah, but what does this fellow want us to do? Stop Race Dead completely? The fucking list is shit without Race Dead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's not... No, but he's saying that... So, okay, as I understand it, even if... So, say you have to maximise... Both maximising contact and, to the enemy, and you have to be touching a friendly unit, which makes sense to me.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, but listen here, listen out. So, A enemy unit, you attack an A enemy unit, infantry on infantry. So you've got three stands against three stands.
Well, this is bad.
No.
Because your infantry's better than mine.
Yeah, well, anyway, you cast Raise Dead, so you put your unit in the flank, so you put a stand in the flank, touching your stuff, and then you can still put two stands round behind the enemy. So... It's even with those changes, it's still most of the time.
But that's assuming you're fighting against one unit, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm just saying the most simplest. I'm just saying the most simplest answer. I mean, a bigger brigade will have a bigger flank, won't it? And so it's in terms of like, say it's two units deep or three units deep. So it's a more. You have to. I think the spell would be still pretty damn powerful with those restrictions in it.
It's only really overpowered when you charge. For example, cavalry normally into the front of other cavalry.
Yeah.
With the Raise Dead in the back covering the retreat.
Yeah.
And it works. People moan about Tomb Kings. This works way better with vampire counts.
Yeah.
Because your cavalry are way better.
No, you carry a 4+ army.
Yeah. They're as good as their cavalry.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're charging.
Yeah.
So,
And even better is you've done it with Van Hem's Dance Macabre. So you failed your orders and then you've got
That's even sadder. So that. There is no retreat for the cavalry.
No.
And there's no. Yeah. Stands you can remove to allow the retreat. Well, if it's infantry in column, you can just take stands off.
Yes.
You get to fight back because you're not engaged and you're still putting two attacks probably back on the skeletons that are attacking you.
Yeah.
So it's only really exploitable against cavalry in line.
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I saw people do it. They raise skeletons in the back of Chaos Warriors in column, and the skeletons just all get eaten.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, what this guy's point is, is he doesn't like the spell, but even his in my head, even his changes, like, and I'd be happy to play it, like, as in they would be the changes to the spell. I still, the spell's going to be really good. Like, to both those armies that can use it, this is the reason you play the army.
For Tomb Kings, for sure.
For Tomb Kings. I mean, and it's like, so this is because you have an army that is going to grow, and it's undead. Yeah, and that's why...
Vampires are a much different army. They've got much more flexibility. They're much more linear.
Yeah.
They're just all aggression.
Yeah.
But they've got way more going on.
Yeah.
Way more on the spell list.
Yeah.
Way more unit types.
So, but they say, like, I mean, to me, it's like... As I say, like, this is a reason why you're using that force. So it's ultimately... that's their identity.
See, it makes me... This change would make me as sad as the change they did to High Elves.
I mean, how do you see that change being much different?
No, because making High Elves shoot like Empire...
Yes.
Apart from the archers, basically meant all those units were just dog shit now.
No, I wouldn't say that, but...
They are...
Well,
I mean, you've got your leadership 10. But
cavalry that can fire 30 is pretty damn good.
That's all right.
It's all right.
Skaven on 3 is so much better.
Oh.
You had to pay for it. It wasn't free.
Yes.
You're not playing Skaven here. Don't give me free stuff. But it's just when you took away the thing that made elves special, high elves special, with the 3+ shooting. I thought that was like they didn't really need that. There were other things could have competed with them, I think. But the decision was already made, and there was no way it was ever going to get changed back. I think this here, I mean, why would you play Tomb Kings without this spell?
Yeah, exactly.
You might play Vampire Kings without this spell. There's no way you're playing Tomb Kings without this spell.
No, you have to, yeah. I mean, personally, if I was playing Tomb Kings, I would... Yeah, I think I would... I would play to these. I would play to these like ideas of like right. I need to my razor needs to be touching my stuff, and you know like as, and it needs to maximise contact where possible to the enemy. And I'd be like, yeah, that seems thematic.
It's against a unit. You're fighting. Huh? Like I've said in line.
Yeah.
Against cavalry.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're still going to do it anyway.
Against infantry in column, this is a really bad idea. You'll lose the combat.
I don't know.
You'll feed them more wounds than you give them.
But then
you'll take it.
Yeah, so then you have to be careful about. I mean,
you maximise contact on a column.
See, but you're not. What you should be saying into these fights then is a sphinx.
Okay, so you put your skeletons.
No, sphinx.
I'm just saying, you put your skeletons.
Yeah.
It could be a whole brigade of skeletons to the front of something reasonable. Yeah. Not great, just like high elves.
Yep.
So 3 and 5 of armour. So they're better than you.
Yeah.
Even with the charge, they're better than you.
Yep.
And then you raise your dead.
Yeah.
And you put that to maximise contact. Yep. You're feeding them wounds.
So what you're doing wrong there is you've made the list wrong, and you want to be charging in a bone giant or a sphinx. Okay. Sphinx causes terror.
Right. Yeah.
So you're going to drop 2 attacks off every stand.
You're still missing my point. So you do that anyway.
Yeah.
But you're raised dead. Will give the person who's you're fighting more wounds than you will take.
In your situation. Yeah.
As soon as you maximise contact, they're hitting you at least as hard as you're hitting them because you're not charging. At least as hard.
Oh, you're talking about a situation where the enemy's got 2 units, haven't you? Because
I said not the line thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so 2 units.
So they're like, a column, they're a brigade.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, that, but then,
whatever it is.
But, then, but that's quite a cool, like you would say, then strength and mass is quite a cool counter.
But the alternative is like, oh, well, raise multiple units, but you're not allowed to.
Yeah, you're not. You can't raise multiple units. You can only cast into one combat.
Exactly. Yeah. So the only way around that is to get more stuff in there and like surround them all the way. But even still, you're probably feeding them more wounds than you're going to generate by bringing the stuff
up. I would still be fairly odds on favour Chaos Warriors.
You wouldn't raise dead into that.
You can't win that one.
You can't win it. So I don't think the spell's that overpowered. I think...
I agree.
I think Tomb Kings would be in real trouble if you did anything too strong to this spell.
Yeah, I think so too. I 100%.
And there's lots of stuff. All right, let's just summarise the issue in your own. It's not about... So raise dead got better. Yeah, okay, fine.
So who are you talking about?
Alish was saying that you're not... Basically, his only problem was that you could somehow manage to split combats.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay.
In, like, if you had a brigade and they're all in line, and you raise that into the back, I'm not sure that's the same fucking combat.
Yeah.
You could maybe pull the back one off.
Oh, well, okay.
Yep. I'm not sure you could, because I'm not sure that's actually in the combat. But I'm sure there's some edge case.
Yeah.
There's always where you could pull something off.
There's always some weird situational corner case, isn't there? Yeah.
So you'd have to find a way of keeping it into the same combat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not, like Lord of the Rings, you can. If somebody charges you with multiple models, you can then charge some of them and pull them off.
Yeah. Got it.
We don't want any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, get raised dead. Come and read the discussion.
And it's got a lot of comments on it. Because comments and replies. So that's cool.
I think I would say that I'm not really precious about any of me. If you think undead are so overpowered,
play orcs.
Play with them. Just proxy them. Get some fucking tiles or whatever. Yeah. Like tokens.
Yeah.
What
did you build? Like the 20 skeleton units.
Ah, it's a break 22.
Break 22.
It's like 40 skeletons.
Try 40. This one.
The problem is. That you have to roll leadership 8.
Yeah.
And it never gets any better, but it never gets any worse.
Yeah.
For example. And your stuff is shit.
Yes.
And if you don't raise dead, for whatever reason, you're playing against dwarves or whatever, your stuff is shit. In combat.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was good. That was a good discussion.
Yes, well, it was. It's great. It's great. It shows how live, to coin a pun, the Facebook group is.
Yeah, and I would encourage you, Mr. Martin Nielsen. Sorry, calling you out. to try running your Tomb Kings into like heavy Chaos bits.
Yeah.
I see how that works.
Fight four Chaos Warriors. With some spawn.
Spawn doesn't do anything, does it? Yeah. But yeah, just try fighting Chaos Warriors with this shit.
See what happens.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
So we're on our main subject, which was the Triwiz 2018 singles, or whatever the fuck they call it. Trophy.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because this must be the singles, because I've won a couple of these that aren't on here.
Well, what are you looking at, Barry?
Well, there was the doubles.
But what are you looking at? The listeners
don't know
what you're
looking at.
Systems
Trophy, I just told you.
Yeah, okay.
Triwiz Tournament War Master System Trophy.
Yep.
Now, I'm sure we've won a doubles, and I've won a team event, and they're not on there.
Well, take it up with the Triwiz.
Nice. I didn't even know this existed, to be fair, until I saw something.
Mm-hmm.
By the fact I'm saying there's a trophy here, that
was... Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Right, so Paul went to the...
Well, what did you do?
Well, I didn't go.
Why didn't you go?
Well, we had a family stuff, things and stuff. So the interesting thing was, Janners was not the spare player. Janners was playing, otherwise he would have been able to drop in as a spare player, wouldn't he?
Yes.
See, that's the way. If you don't put your hands in play, then if somebody drops out last minute, you play.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not playing.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're down to play and somebody drops out, you don't play.
Yes.
So Mr. Janus didn't play with his elves.
No. In fact, there was no wood elf player.
Oh. And we also, in fact, of the previous finalists, two of them were there. Well, one of them was there. Only one of them was there. Because on the list, we've got Steve Pritchard, who was there with Ian O'Dowd.
Yeah.
Was he playing?
Yep. Yes, he was.
Was he playing? Yes, he was. What was he playing?
Steve was playing Vampire Cats.
Vampire Cats. We had Neil. He was the Plutonium player for the last couple of finals. He wasn't there. Me, I wasn't there. And Mr. What was he? The next one. So you went down. Did you go down with Nick and Rodders and Phil?
Nick went separately because he does live separately. I went down with Rodders and Phil.
Okay, cool. And tell us about your day, sir.
So, as people are probably listening to this after the last episode, my aim was to win a game. With Orcs and Goblins. And I'd be happy with that. If I got two, great. But I'd win a game. The first round was done by Jim's organisation.
I think we talked about it, haven't we?
Yeah.
The magic that is Jim's two pots.
Yes.
And you're now in pot one.
Yes, I'm in the other half. So I was in the other half, upper half of the table, and I had to play against Paul and his Vampire Cats list to begin with. So
Paul Brooks.
I am playing... Paul Godbowl. No, that's another Paul. Paul Brooks, yeah. So... I had to play against him.
Paul's the other guys from the...
Not from Scotland. No.
It's from the other podcast.
Paul Godbowl. That's Paul Godbowl.
Yeah.
Paul Brooks is from Scotland, isn't he?
He's from York, isn't he?
Oh, God. Anyway, Paul I recognise.
Did they come to the...
I've called his first names.
Didn't he come with Stuart?
Yes.
Stuart won one of these.
Yeah, events. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, I'm playing Orcs against Vampire Counts.
Yeah.
So who do you think should win that one?
Listen, mate, I've seen the results.
No, but explain it to the listeners.
I can't explain. All I can explain is that Janus wasn't there. And this fucking Neil wasn't there, and I wasn't there. And somehow, when you get to the end, I'm just going to be literally... If Jim runs the same system next year, I've got no idea what the fuck's going on. How the top three can be what the top three is.
Well, it's my life.
I'm not trying to spoil anything. I was just gobsmacked. I was like, what?
So
was everybody playing? It's like, you know, Blood Bowl, the Sunday Cup.
Yeah.
They're playing Sunday teams. What the fuck is going on?
So, Paul's a good player, but...
He's a good player.
He's a good arm, because I'm ranked against him, because we have similar results. Vampire Counts are quite good. In his build, he had two black coaches.
I don't really do that much.
No, it's both cause Terror. Oh. Yeah, and he had a lot of knights. And I was like, if he combines those two, that's going to be hard. So, played the game.
Raised head. What was the raised head number? This is the killer. Three or more, you should have lost.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I think he got like one or two.
The tipping point wasn't reached.
So, set up the game. He was a little bit rusty, on Sid, because he hadn't played for a little while. But it didn't, and I was, basically, I looked at the situation. I was like, right, okay, so I'm playing.
You all remember, there's no scenarios.
Yeah, there's no scenarios. And there is a round time. If the game.
There's no hard clock either. No soft clock.
Well, Janice was going to enforce a round time, and that was it.
So there was no clock?
No.
It's a good job I didn't play my defensive on.
So I was like, right, get a swing for the fences. I exploited where I could. This Vampire Counts build also had loads of direwolves. I think he had 8 units of direwolves.
They're pretty good.
And I was like, right. They attack hard, but they defend very weakly because they have 4 attacks on the charge and 2 attacks defensively because they have an additional attack for going in the open. So I was like, I need to hit them first. So I like sizing up my options, my force
laser. How did you get to them then?
Hmm?
How the fuck did you get to them with your leadership?
There you go. Yeah,
better
be lucky than good. And yeah,
did he not hide them?
So like I sent in I remember an opening move was like ball boys got into a formed up columns of dogs and was just like murder death killing them. In one round. Like,
columns? Get them in columns?
Yeah.
Next to each other.
Yeah. I was like, get through all that.
Oh, geez.
So basically I pressed him very close because what he committed as a counter, he put 2 units of direwolves in with both black coaches.
In the direwolf units? Oh my god.
So which obviously hurt, But then I made sure because of my formation was set up with lots of little brigades, I'd set up so everything had something initiative covering it. And I came in and countered that move. So cut up, encircled his punch, and once I'd gotten rid of those two vampires, he was dead.
They're full-blooded vampires, those.
Yeah, vampires.
So what leadership did he have left in this game?
So he had a general and then necromancers. So a general and 2 necromancers.
What, like wizards?
Yeah.
Leadership 7 wizards.
Leadership 7 command 22.
So he's got worse fucking command than you, apart from his general.
Because, he committed his combat characters, and I made sure
wolves?
And I made sure I could get... And game continues...
But I think that's one of the traps of using stuff like... You would never put 2 dragons into that kind of situation.
Oh, man.
Would you? You would still
no.
That's like 200 points.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
But because you think, it's only 30 points.
Get in there, lads. Get in there, yeah. Right. So, game continues. Goes back and forth a lot.
So, he's got 1 chance at raised dead as well, man. Oh, no, 2.
Yeah. They're all wizards. Yeah, he's still got the wizard heads. But because he's got no initiative and he'd not taken any ghouls... I could push him really close and and look for because he'd still have to pass orders to charge.
Yeah.
So I was really trying to envelop him in areas, get things beyond. What I would do is I'd I'm going to move that unit to his flank, and then try a hard order to count to charge it, fail it, some orcs and goblins, but then he needs 2 orders to bring his stuff around. And no initiative. So I was really cutting into his, his ability.
Do you mean exploiting the new rule?
What?
Because if he makes the first one and turns, then you get to go in on initiative.
Yeah, basically. I'd say humbly, it's probably his mistake was committing the characters where he did. If he'd managed to get 2 units of Black Knights working together, they charge something. He puts.
You only put 1 in, wouldn't you, really?
I would say humbly that he overcommitted.
Yeah, it sounds like a criminal mistake.
And he also left it. I made 1 mistake but I couldn't catch it because I failed the dice. But I got the combat, but I failed the combat dice. We'd put a unit of knights with their back to a woods, and I was like, you can't go in there. I have to win by 1, but I still failed. But
knights are good.
Knights are good. Yeah.
True.
And also, I think Vampire Counts need some ghouls. Yeah, which I'll explain later.
Yeah, okay. We've seen your list. Got a couple of ghouls.
Yeah. So game goes on, and I get the win.
Okay. Yep. Well, it sounded like he was decided fairly early on when he threw away his.
Well, I mean, I mean, like.
About two vampires.
You know, I'm just trying to think of more details of the game. It was. I just felt in ascendancy for that one. Like, I felt momentum was rolling for me a lot. I always had another. Like, and there wasn't one absolute devastating turn that pulled off. You know, like. All right, so orcs and goblins beat vampire counts.
Okay, well.
And I was one of the few games to finish in time. Okay. Yeah, all my games finished in time.
So what happened to the other? They were all draws?
No, they got results, but like they were like scale of VP results.
Next game.
So I roll on. Already achieved my aim of the day.
Well, I thought 2-1 was your aim.
And I'm against Steve in round two. Steve Pritchard, who has previously won the event.
Playing vampires again?
Playing vampire counts.
Well, what is this? Mono vampire counts day?
No, there was two armies and I faced them both. So, orcs against vampire counts, Barry? Who do you think should win that one?
We've already said this. I'm not sure. Hopefully he didn't make the same mistakes that...
And in this guy's case, he's a previous tournament winner.
He says that.
Yeah.
Not with the vampire counts.
So a previous tournament winner with orcs and goblins. Sorry, with vampire counts.
I've said, carry on. Let's see what the story of the game.
I preferred Steve's list better of vampire counts. Because obviously.
Paul probably had like four or six black knights.
Both armies had four knights. Okay. But I like ghouls in a vampire counts list. And there were some units of ghouls. And aside from that, it was only minor changes, but he had four units of dogs rather than eight. And
eight's way too many.
I thought eight was too many.
We got to protect them.
I'm fine with these eight units of chaff, you know, cavalry. As long as I get hit them first, they'll go. This game goes on, and I'm like, okay, this time around, I think I've ridden all my luck I've got.
And
I'm sort of a situation where I'm thinking, right, okay, I'm against a good player, he's in form,
he's using
a good arm, better army than me. Sceneries, all the scenery tables. Scenery on all the tables was pretty standard. Like, in fact, one of the tables, this is something about scenery, one table had done a beautiful table, but they'd taken photos of that scenery and done 2D prints of that scenery, so that was underneath the scenery, so you could take that away to be practical. I thought that was a great idea. I'd never seen that idea before.
That's impressive.
I was like, that's amazing. I'm copying that idea. It was lovely. It looked good and it was so practical. I was like, win.
Wow.
I'm against this round. Starts off nothing's overexposed. In fact, I would say Steve's almost being quite cautious, really. Compared to I've got a lot. Where he's formed more in a half. He's only gone used half of his table into one. So my army's spread out. Because obviously I lose scouting. I did try, but I lost it. So my army's spread out across my whole table. So I'm having to bring my left flank round. So I'm looking for two orders from my guys, and it's hard to get with orcs and goblins two orders off.
I'm trying
to bring my stuff in. This was really close. Back and forth, like moves, counter moves. It got down to, I had a turn where I needed to catch three break of, we were literally.
So the tiny raised dead? That's the.
Two or three. Not the max, not the tipping point.
Oh, three is a tipping point.
No, I wasn't three then. I forget. But it wasn't.
One or two is like...
Yeah, one or two.
It's the third one that really
So I went into a turn where I was like, right, I've pretty much exhausted my options now. He's played his tricks. Like, he's used his bats behind units, like, to catch them, which I've then countered and, like, taken on
it's
the
not
bats.
As strong as it used to be.
No, but he's played his tricks, like, he's used his ring of magic, like, he can't use them again.
Yeah.
Like, so you're like, okay, he's played his tricks and he's got to win that fight, forget about it, move, how do I counter it when it goes wrong? When it does go downhill. All the time, I've kept my rock lobbers firing away, like they've been
working. Pinging away.
Yeah, pinging away, pinging away. So situation.
Did you not take them out with the flies?
No. We never gave him the ability to do it.
Well, he's got a ring of magic.
Well, yeah, but so I mean.
And Van Hels.
No, he never. No, I mean,
because that's the first thing to do.
Yeah, well,
because you can't even attack back.
Yeah, he did not. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway,
sounds like another big error, sir. Big error.
So I go into a turn where I need to catch. I think it was like a unit and a half. I needed to catch on him. Or yeah, so I like sized up my options and I was like, okay, I can get a half there, and my best option to attack, as in from the options, was to make an order in to take on a regular unit of skeletons.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, and I needed to get like lots of sixes, for example, and I managed to make the orders in to catch the half unit, but to catch the unit, I needed to win and beat to win the game. I like attempted all my like rolls and it's like no, like I did not get any of the low numbers I needed. And I was like, fair enough, it's Octogoblins, over to you. Totally expecting him to crush me.
But he's got no initiative.
Because he has no initiative, and I had, because again, he's committed characters which I've caught on the bounce, then I've returned and gone after. So he needed to destroy a unit of mine. And he could do it on a 9, on a pass of a 9 with his general, mm-hmm. right, to catch and to put in a combat which he'd probably win, which would win him the game.
Right.
He failed it.
Okay.
He then failed 3 5 pluses to move that unit.
That's pretty bad.
So after I'd gone full attack, like on his turn, like I win this turn or I lose. I'd committed everything, I'd left myself exposed because I couldn't not be exposed.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so return. He's got no initiative because where the ghouls were, they caused problems because he did have initiative. Yeah. So I had to I had to damage mitigate them. And so he fails his dice. He fails a 9 and then 3 single 5s. I was lucky. Yeah, like is it like is it like?
So then I counted the mixture of luck
I was like, well, definitely he should have like as in. I was ready to shake his hand. Well, after I'd failed to win on my turn, I was like, over to you. Should be quite simple. But okay. I was lucky.
That's the game. So what happened in round 3? So you're already 2-0.
So I've won 2 games now with both against vampire counts, playing orcs and goblins. So I'm into the final.
Final. Yeah. Against?
I'm against Tony. And he's playing
Lizardman.
Lizardman. Can't
see your roots, but easy.
So, again, Lizardman versus orcs and goblins. Who do you think should win that?
It depends, Tony. How many stegodons he bring?
1.
That's a bad choice.
No, his build was not your build. You know, like, so he'd gone for a summoning of everything, lovely painting.
I played against it with high elves, I think. It was hard work.
Yeah. So he's beat it. But he's not gone for a totally Saurus with some cavalry and then hiding the skinks. Like, he's got... His army looks lovely. And
skink takes a lot of your army away.
Yeah. And so the set of this table had very little scenery on it, actually. You know, so it was quite an open table. So again, my crenellation deployment was down across the table. And in Tony's case, like even though he's playing against orcs and goblins, I got the impression that he was expecting to lose the thing, as in like. Like he was, you know, he did. He,
you think he'd beat himself?
Yeah,
that down.
Kinda. And he threw in 4 all his cavalry, a brigade of 4 cavalry. Matt again threw his characters in.
But the character's not that relevant.
Yeah. So he had like a dino rider one.
But there's more points.
And he threw it all in, and it alone it went away from the rest of his army. Like it pretty much attacked my army just completely by itself, and obviously it smashed what it went into. But I'm only giving him 2 units at a time, like as in what he comes in against. And I managed to pull all my counters back into it. I didn't get all the units, but I killed 2 and damaged 2 and stuff. Yeah. And then I continually then hunted down these other 2 units. But I was like,
because you only allowed 4 of them because they're so good.
Yeah. So he really overcommitted. Like honestly, Barry, it's like if you see this table state, his army was these cavalry were so far away from the rest of his army, they couldn't be support. There was no mutual support.
If it had gone right for him, I guess he'd have won the game.
So what he failed to key do was he failed to cast the nose charge spell. Yeah, what is it called?
Ooh, that's 4 up.
Yeah, he failed to cast.
Well, he got 3 goes at that.
Yeah, he failed to cast it several times. on where obvious counters I was going to bring in. So it allowed me to bring them in.
Wow.
So once I dealt with the Lizardman cavalry, it was then... I had to take stock of like reform my army. Yeah, but actually, I actually managed to beat the Stegon on a straight up fight. He charged it into a unit of boar riders, and he lost. My boar's like,
I'm not sure that should happen.
No, it shouldn't happen, but it did.
How many attacks at 12 or something?
Yeah,
with four upon.
Yeah, yeah, fluffed it.
And terror.
Yeah, fluffed it.
Oh my God. Better to be lucky than good. Yeah.
So I never caught his skinks.
Good play. Well done. Yeah, well done.
So, but what was telling there was my rock lobbers in that game were telling because they just kept shooting.
What did he do with his pterodons?
Never hunted them down. Never.
Again, there's two games. I mean, it will cost you a wizard and a pterodon.
Yeah.
But they're gone. Mm. Those rock lobbers.
I mean, my rock lobbers were gold in that one. They were consistently pinging off stands off Saurus.
Even if you have to go in the flank because you can't get round the back for whatever reason.
I mean, I was guarding. I was like,
all four corners.
No, I'd get them against a wood. And had goblins like in good positions around them.
Well, they've got way to get at any.
Oh no! I think it's when you don't have a point defense gun. I think and the enemy has access to flyers and movement spells. There's always a way you can attack your artillery. I was just making it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they can move 100. Do not charge it.
Yes, exactly.
Stick the character in. Ring of magic in the back or wherever you're going to go in the side. That's it. Good night.
Yeah. Good night, sweetheart. Yeah. It's hard. I would have won that.
And Paul takes it down. And I'm going to go through the list because I really don't know what to say. I mean, I should have been there to even see this madness. So we had Paul Brooks, Araby. That's the other Paul.
Yes, yeah.
0 points. Paul Hayes.
Yeah, that was the guy I played first round.
1 point. Gus McCabe.
What did he use?
Gus McCabe. Is he from Scotland?
Scotland.
1 point. Justin.
What did he use?
Dwarves.
No, you're not reading out the armies.
Oh, sorry, Gus McCabe, High Elves.
Yep.
Justin Curtis, Dwarves. Justin's normally Orcs, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Because look what's happened.
You picked the wrong fucking time. Stuart played Empire. Stuart Blything. Jim played his Kislev.
Yep.
Phil played Chaos. So
Jim took a Kislev lift with no war wagons.
That sounds like a blind.
It didn't work.
So Chaos for Phil, you all spelt wrong.
Yep.
That's OG Phil.
Yeah.
Heavy Chaos, no doubt. Steve Pritchard, Vampire Counts, 4 points. Mm-hmm. Andy Soames, Beastman, 4 points. Oh, Rodgers wasn't the only Beastman.
Nope.
Paul Gobbold, High Elves.
Yep.
That's the other guy that plays with Rock Tony and does the podcast.
Yep.
Donald McCallum, he's got to be one of our friends from Stirling.
Yes, yep.
Bretonian, 5 points.
Yep.
Nick Wakely.
Tomb Kings.
World champion a while ago.
Yeah.
Tomb King, 6 points. Ian Standing, Albion, 8 points.
Yep.
Shane Davey, Beastman, 8 points.
Yep.
Tony Hale. So he's beaten in the final.
Yep.
Finished fourth.
Yeah.
That's a Swiss word.
Yeah.
Well done. So he played Lizards.
Yep.
8 points. Ross Patton.
Guy from Scotland.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Orcs and fucking goblins.
Yeah.
Orcs and goblins.
Yeah.
9 points in third place. Jeff Repennington.
Yeah.
Goblins.
Yeah.
10 points.
Yeah.
Unbeaten.
Yeah. Yep.
But second place.
But I had bigger scales of win.
Paul Winter, Orcs and Goblins. 12 points.
I didn't hear that, Barry. Why don't you say it again?
Orcs and Goblins, Paul Winter, 12 points. So you were telling me the top three were fucking greenskins.
All green. And the final, if there was gonna be a final,
was green on green.
Was gonna be Orcs and Goblins versus Goblins. Which would have been interesting.
What do you do now? You can't call on tier three anymore. I mean, I have said a couple of times on the podcast that I'm a little bit concerned that the Honk Piece move is a little bit good when you've got like 8 characters and other armies have got like 2 or 3 characters. So maybe having half pace, this is an optional rule, maybe we're seeing a pattern forming. Maybe it's something we'd have to look at.
I mean, personally, right, I think, I had a quick look at Ross Patton's Orcs and Goblin army. He was quite a different build to mine.
I bet there's still a fuck ton of characters.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how many are you going to have? The absolute bare-ass bones of an Orcs and Goblin. goblins. That's like 7 characters.
Yeah,
I think seven.
Yeah.
That's as low as you've got. You've got more. 7 fucking characters.
It's good,
that's
isn't it?
7 orders a turn, even if you fuck everything up.
Yeah, it's good. And sometimes I did that.
I mean, they laughed. There was an article that said, "Oh, who's got the best leadership?
Orcs or goblins?
Orcs or goblins?"
Yeah.
But they didn't in that previous system, because you could only try all the stuff once. Yeah. And if it failed, that was it, they didn't move.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they get to fucking move even if you fail.
Yep.
So I don't know. That's the scariest shit to me.
Is that worse than like Wood Elves 1, 2, 3?
Nah, Wood Elves, because people haven't got the stomach to play Wood Elves, have they? There would only be one.
There was an interesting chat afterwards as an open bet about Wood Elves afterwards. There's quite because with the assembled players. So back to the event. I mean,
Well, there's something changed. You can't. It's not like a fluke result, is it? Jess played Orcs and Goblins.
No, Jess played Goblins a long time.
He has. Was he playing the rules right? Did he know that those whatever the Doom Dives have changed? So they'll cause confusion on the 4-up.
I don't know. I didn't play him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they were much better when they were on the 4-up. But look at the state of that. I mean, you've got like how many tier 1 and 2 armies we got? Let's have a little look through.
Okay.
So, like tier 1 and 1.5.
Yeah. So Vampire Gowns are pretty good. 2 armies of them.
High Elves are pretty good. Dwarves
4 so far.
No. Chaos Cannon.
No, we've already counted Vampire Counts. High Elves again, so that's 5. Lizardmen 6. There were 6 tier 1 armies.
Well, 1.5. So there's lots of good armies. And there was like,
I mean, my route to victory was through 3 of them.
Yeah, yeah, and you've got here, you've got like the top 3 are all supposedly tier 3 armies.
Tier 3 armies. I mean, I looked at like.
But I'm
like,
pretty sure if you took away the optional rule, they would be fucking tier 3 armies again.
I don't think it's as simple as that.
I say it's as simple as that.
It's not as simple as that.
I'm telling you, I will take the old challenge, but you ain't having the fucking optional half-page
right.
move.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll see how good they are.
We'll see how good they are. It affects you as well, smart. It's not like I don't get it,
I'm
you don't get it.
Characters. I'm only getting 2 little moves, even I can't afford them to go wrong. You've got like. Yeah, I think there must be something in that. Because what else has changed?
I'm really good at the game.
And Jeff and Ross.
No, Jeff. I mean, I looked at Jeff's list. I did not like. I was like, I don't know how he won his games.
Really. He has shit on Spartan.
No, but like he didn't like. It's just. I don't know.
I'd love to have maximum artillery.
No, I'd love to have played his.
And he has the list. I played him last year.
Yeah, but it's like how like it's all rubbish. As in, how does he
it's
do
not
it?
Rubbish. I think he played to a draw the last time I played him. Because literally, he went and he had a hill. It was like Hamburger Hill. And he had all his artillery on and around his hill. And then there was like no man's land. And then there was a river.
Yeah.
And then arms on the other side of the river. And it's come within range of the artillery. Which just like, I was going to get vaporised. I think he had, how many, do you have 4 sets of bolt throwers? 8 bolt throwers. 2 Doom Divers. Like, and then he had the random, what did he call them? The
pop wagons. Just running around.
Trolls. It's funny. It makes me laugh. But it's a very defensive army. And the only thing I can think of that's changed between this year and last year.
Yeah.
Because we were still playing Revolution.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure we had the option.
Yeah, we would have done. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, no.
Well, nobody was playing Orcs by then. Nobody realised how fucking menacing they were. With a 3 half-face move.
But I think afterwards, I was like, I was kind of a bit shocked with the results. And I was, because I could have
accepted you.
You're just
number 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the rest being normal.
Right, okay.
But like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. I don't know what to say.
I really should have lost my second game.
Happy you didn't.
Steve should have won it. Huh? Yeah, I was ready to shake his. I was like, I've done what I can do.
But you did better than me. Right?
Yeah.
What? So well done, Paul. Paul's
so that,
got,
that makes
he's,
me.
He's got a cop.
In, that makes me undefeated in 3 events that I've played in now in a row. Not bad.
I think I lost a game in against Phil, didn't I? In the World Champion Intergalactic Championship, whatever you call it, last year, the London GT thing.
Yes.
So, Well done. Right, so well done, Paul. He's got a little trophy there.
Yeah,
Have you already got it engraved? Can you paint it for yourself? Yeah,
yeah, I was willing to do that.
So you can have it at home.
So you can have it at home.
I wasn't worried. What's it going to go in the shed? Huh? In the garage? If that was at home, it'd be in the garage.
It'd be in the garage.
In a fucking box, getting dripped on.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's not going to be in the house, is it? So, right, that's the end of that. Very good. Well done. I'll say one to all. Well done.
I mean, if there's any requests for me to go deep dive on my Orcs and Goblin list, how I was playing it, like how to use Orcs and Goblin, as in what I did, I can. If you request that, we can put that in a podcast if you want. If somebody wants me out there,
I've had quite a few Orc podcasts recently. We had the
yeah, exactly.
Challenges.
But if someone wants, as in, you know. I did not like this. I did not expect to win an event. I went there to win one event. You only have to listen to win one game. Listen to the podcast, well, the one previously. But if that is a request of somebody, is like give us a deep dive.
I could have accepted you in the top three, even winning, but the whole top three. Come on, man.
Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? Gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man. I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
Right, so we're gonna talk about a couple of last bits before we wrap up today.
Yep.
Well done again, Paul. Just like to keep saying well done, Paul. Well done. Never the bridesmaid now. Finally a winner.
I know, it feels so good.
You now have the envy of other nerds.
I mean, it was funny putting that out on social media, like, as in, I've won this thing with Orcs and Goblins. Bosh.
I think Janice's was more impressive when he won the GT and he had, like, fucking bin bags full of salt bags.
So, next event, I'm going to use Skaven. After this experience of how I've been running Orcs and Goblins, I'm going to turn it into Skaven now. So I'm going to try and win the next event with Skaven.
Okay, well.
And that's what I need a couple of games just to test my theory.
Giselle and Storm, Warp Lightning Cannons all around, yeah.
I'm going 7 characters with Skaven. That's how I'm doing it.
We might have to pull back this. This option, it is still an optional room for listeners. So if you don't like it, don't play it.
Yeah, I'd still do it anyway. I'm going 7 characters.
Bollocks. I'm going to make you kill them when they fail.
Yeah, I'll be happy with that. I wanted that as a rule for the army.
That's what
they
make you do. Yeah. You have to kill them if they fail.
Well, they just fail an order or they just blunder? If they blunder.
Fail an order.
It's pretty harsh.
If you get to exploit the half price move,
go on then. You get to kill them. Before your battery dies.
Let's start with something. All right, so Janice has put a list of the UK tournament dates.
For 2019.
It's very kind of
me. Because an event's come out of nowhere into the December of this year. So the next event I'm playing in is...
Is this this year?
No, yeah, that's year? Predicted next year.
Oh, predicted.
So there is at the end of December, there is an event in Daventry where I'm going to...
Daventry near Coventry, is it?
Yes. Yeah, they couldn't think of a new name. Yeah, like,
I saw that. Yeah, like, so it was Aventry, Baventry, Coventry, Daventry or something.
Yeah, so I'll be playing Skaven at that one.
Hey.
Going there with Phil Best.
28th of December. Mm-hmm. It'd be a tough sell, but if I've had enough of my mother-in-law, my
Exactly. Well, that's why they do it there. No, literally, that's why. They run Warhammer events there for a long time, but it's a new venue. But that the reason that date is literally because people are sick of their families at that point.
Brilliant. And the only other problem is it's our Warhammer migration. We got to Warhammer World around that time.
Yeah, I know. So I'll have to do both because one's work. I mean, I got
one's work. Which one's work?
I got a free invite to that tournament because of who I am.
Which one's work?
What? Well, that Warmaster one.
That's work, isn't that? That's a job.
That's a job. Yeah, that's how I've told it to Hannah.
This is a job.
Yeah.
Well, you don't do very much work for this job. I think you'll find somebody else is doing. How come you get a free invite? And I don't. What's that all about?
Because I'm cult of personality.
I get no invite. You get invite.
Yeah, exactly. You just you flake off at things.
Bones con.
Right.
Boner con.
So BonesCon, February 8th and 9th is in Guildford. That's the one I'm running. Tickets are a sale. I just Google BonesCon and it's right there. That is a fixed amount of players, so please...
Is it 16?
Yes, it's 16, yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, because... but people need to buy some more tickets. There's 6 tickets sold at the moment, but...
So it's 8? Until you sell more than it.
Yeah, but it's going. I mean, like, so far a lot of regulars haven't bought their tickets. But it's just the amount of player base there is far more than 16. And this won't get any more tickets. So okay. I'm just saying, like, because I've had a couple of people from Epic ask me for tickets. Like, where do they get them from? So it's like, these are players that have never played a War Master event before. So they're new players to the scene.
They want to play War Master?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's like, well, yes, this is where they are, but they will not be there like the day before.
No.
So then there's the Spring Tri-Wiz, which is 30th, Battle of Four Armies.
Whatever that means.
I know, because I was there. You get two 1,000 point armies.
Hoovers?
Each player has two 1,000 point armies.
Right.
And that's your army. You are playing yourself. Yes, you're controlling...
Two generals?
Yes, but in 1,000-point builds.
Oh, Jesus, that sounds painful.
I think I might take Orcs and Goblins. Like, Orcs, one army, Goblins. Orcs and Goblins and Goblins.
Yeah, but you have to use the neutrality matrix.
Yes, so there's going to be some armies...
Lizardmen are in the middle.
Yes, there's going to be some armies that work well together and some that can't all get a negative.
It'd be interesting to see if you could find ways to cover each other's...
Well,
I've got no, I mean, because we played the doubles, 1,000-point doubles, so this is 1,000 times 1,000-point singles.
Yes, I think Jim will do it that each army can be broken individually. Okay, so then there's...
The ordering will be a pain in the dick. The ordering will be a pain in the arse.
It'd be interesting.
Because you get negatives for ordering other stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So then it's War.
That's Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, in Worcestershire.
War.
Yeah. 18th.
I mean, that's saying bingo orcs. Sure. Yeah.
That's 18th of May. North the Wall is in Falkirk this time, at 29th of June.
Which may or may not need passports, depending on how things go.
Yeah,
because apparently they don't want to stay in.
Yeah.
And that just means we have to build the wall.
Yeah.
We've already got walls. just make the wall bigger and keep us out of Scotland.
The War Master Grand Tournament is at the London Grand Tournament, which is 13th to 15th
Where's
September
that?
In London.
Where?
Don't know. Not decided.
Big place, London.
Big place, London. Yeah, like, Autumn Tri-Wiz is in the 9th of November.
Have you paid for those?
I have, yes.
I've paid for those too.
Yes, I paid for those too. And Xmas Warmaster is the 28th of December in Daventry. That's to be confirmed. But it's happening, it's just the date.
Well, I would say it's a Tri-Wiz.
Yeah.
If you want to go, you don't fuck about it.
No, I've already bought tickets.
I've already paid my 20 quid.
Yeah, same here. So, that means the 2019 scene has 7 tournaments in the UK confirmed, and Rodders wants to do one himself in April.
Well done, Rodders.
Yeah, so that might even be go to 8.
What's that going to be? Carrot.
Yeah, is it
Carrot Master?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, the equivalent of that. Yeah.
Well done, Rodders.
Yeah.
The Carrot Master.
Mm-hmm.
the Golden Carrot.
So that's fantastic. I mean, that's a lovely scene.
That's not being rude, by the way. He used to run a Blood Bowl tournament called the Carrot Crunch.
Carrot Crunch.
The very first one, I won the wooden spoon.
Oh, right.
With Kemri.
There you go.
Thought it was being clever, bringing Kemri.
And you were.
No. Kemri are really bad.
You tried to pass the ball, did you?
Can't get the ball.
Yeah,
I can't get the fucking ball. Kemri, ball? What is this ball?
Mummy.
Like, you need to be someone like Sherwin to play Kemri. Kemri are fucking hard.
Yeah. No, so forgiving.
Because the problem is you just keep putting your skills on the mummies anyway.
Yeah,
and then you still can't move the ball.
Yeah. He won. Yes.
I killed 9 of his players and still lost 3-0.
I couldn't pick it up.
Fucking
he dodged.
Oh, dear.
Right. So that's very exciting. That's very cool news to have. Because I'll be able to play in 5 of those events next year.
Which ones are you not playing in, by the way?
The ones I'm running, aren't I?
Well, that would be better.
Oh, hang on, unless you decide to run one of the two.
Well, it'd have to be the London one, because I can't run the Boner Con.
No, of course you can't, yeah. So, yeah, I'm playing at least 5 of these events, maybe 6.
Because I think it's rough to play an event and win. I've said this multiple times.
No, but
you were saying about the guy earlier, the Lord of the Rings guy.
Yeah, well, no, but he wasn't running it. He's writing the rules.
I write the rules. I go, play the rules.
And I win.
Exploit the rules.
What I meant was this. this is cool. All right, let's do that.
Is it cool? Right. Oh yeah. So Blackgate Miniatures update. Oh, we have got a range coming.
Yes.
So that's interesting.
There will be another complete range.
Well, it'll take a little while to be a complete
range. Provided itself, which I'm sure it will, of Black Eyed Miniatures.
So hopefully I'll be able to get to the stage of getting Robbie to do a test sculpt and get it out. The test sculpt, like, start spoiling stuff before Christmas. And then it'll be launched in the new year, maybe February, realistically.
So we're looking at a February Kickstarter 1 for a new range.
Yeah, it should be... So it's that February. It should be able to be delivered like after the summer.
Yeah.
So like October, September, maybe. It depends how big it is.
Anything else you can say on the matter?
No, nothing else at all. No, I mean, if you put two and three together, you might be able to find some information out there in the wide world.
Yeah, there's little Easter eggs out there, but that you could lead you on to what it is.
Easter eggs.
Yeah.
I always like Easter eggs.
It's like the
it should be crisp.
It's like the scene in a Marvel film after the credits. It's like, which will lead you on to.
You just need to hurry up with Game of Thrones, man. It's been too long.
April comes out.
It's too long. Get on with it. God damn it.
It's like a scene in Monty Python. Get on with it. Get on with it. I am enjoying this scene.
Please, get on. Anyway. So, that was done. That was. They've got the phone going now, bastard. Right, so we're just wrapping up because I now got to fuck off and pick up one kid up from school. So it's good to have a kid meet at home, really. Like, my wife having to come back from London now to pick him up.
That would be awkward.
Yeah. So that was number 106.
106.
And it was the Triwiz Part 2.
Yes.
Next one, we're going to do an armory review.
Yeah.
I can almost get to the stage of setting up the video stuff in the...
Fantastic. Good.
We just need to find a way of putting the table in and out. And change this for the proper recording as well.
I need to when you're next over mine, I'll run you through all the stuff I've hoarded for BonesCon so far.
BonesCon.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say too much because I want to keep my powder dry a little bit. But I know that the BonesCon numbers aren't going to be as big as they were previously.
No.
Ticket numbers.
No.
So I am telling you now, punters, the EV expected value of the BonesCon prize pool is going to be insane. Because we've got quite a lot of stuff already.
There's
a lot of stuff more going to come, because it always does.
Yeah.
And there ain't going to be that many people there, relatively.
I mean, the question is
and if you're staff, you ain't getting none.
Yeah.
So they don't count.
So the question is do you divide the prize support amongst like tournaments, or
no,
you just have it all as that.
It's
basically so like, but
he gets trophies and stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah. So it's for the casual. Is it
casual
players? If they get a certain amount of games, they do get
when you do your competitive games, you do get a certain amount of points that you can then cash in and get prizes.
Yeah.
So the prizes, I mean, it's going to be split not that many ways. Maybe only a couple of hundred ways, which, considering how much stuff there is, it's going to be good.
I mean,
a lot of people earn their ticket back and more.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and some of that will be in just vouchers. Like, as in terms of, like, here's money off a shop that is worth more than your ticket.
I mean, Martin Jenkins, he won't listen to this, so it doesn't really matter, we're talking. But for, like, 2 or 3 years on the bounce, he paid for his entire fucking weekend, including a hotel and stuff, by the prize he got. And then flogged it. Paid for the hotel and the ticket.
Yeah.
Because the prize was like ridiculous. It was like some stupid KR bag that was like, not KR, what was it? Battle phone bag.
Yeah.
It was like $300 or something.
Yeah.
And he sold it for like 150 quid.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, get yourself down to BonesCon. And I will arrange a social on Saturday night.
Yes, definitely.
Me.
Yeah.
That'd be my bit, because I can't work. I can't do anything during the day because I'll be working.
Mm-hmm.
But I cock off religiously at 4, come hell or high water.
Yeah.
Because I ain't fucking paid for
that. No, exactly. Got that.
So I do my 3 8-hour shifts.
Yeah.
And all the admin and all the other shit and all the shit showing. And then that's it. In the evenings, I'm off.
Good.
Get fucked.
Good.
Would you like to know more?